Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Today on the show, we'll be discussing how Claire has never listened to Led Zeppelin. Just kidding.
I'm so embarrassed now.
Just kidding. We're just going to go straight into some tunes. Playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret, you can check out Sheer Meg along with Tough Customer and Tweens. Let's get started with a track from Sheer Meg, followed by some Tough Customer. This is Unfound Manifest by Sheer Meg on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I know.
You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Soft Stud from Black Belt Eagle Scout. Before that was Tough Customer with Who Are We Fooling? And Sheer Meg with Unfound Manifest. Okay, Claire. So, I'm finally an adult.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Hasn't started yet. It'll start tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But I'm in a position where, like, for the first time ever, like, I've never had a job where I could, like, decide what music to put on in the workspace. Mm-hmm. And I did that today, and I realized I didn't have, like, very much music on my iPod that, like, would maybe please everybody.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to discuss, like, the protocol of, like, putting on music at work. Like, yeah. I'm really stressed out about this now. At first, I was like, this is exciting because I get to choose the tunes. Then I was like, wait a second. I have to please all these people.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that situation?
Big time. There was a kitchen I worked in where we always had music playing. And it was weird because there was no system. So, like, it was all based on confidence, like, how much you wanted to play your music.
Yeah.
And there were a couple metalheads.
Oh.
Actually, more than a couple. And that was really, really hard for me.
Yeah, that happened to me as well when I worked in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it was good because now, like, I can listen to metal and not feel, like, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I always just went for, like, the chillest, like, smooth kind of laid back music because I was just like, anything that is like non-invasive, I don't mind, no one else will mind.
Yeah, I just worry about playing something too smooth and soft because like, what if people get sleepy or they're like, what is this, elevator music?
Yeah.
But like, I just can't listen to the Beat 94.5 like all day long.
I think that you have to accept that you can't make everyone happy.
Yeah,
that's the name of the game. It's like being like, I don't care that much, and or you can tell me and I'll be like, I'll take recommendations.
But I just feel like most people like don't care enough to get up and put on their own stuff. They'll just like flick it to
kill then them. I think you should just like take it on like as a fun thing.
This is
like,
gonna become on another journey. Point of stress in my life, like putting together like playlists on my iPod late at night. All right, I'll figure that out this week. I want to play a song from a band that I miss. Fake Fruit used to be a Vancouver band. And then I think the lead member moved back to Oakland in California. So they are still active as a band, just not in Vancouver anymore. And they re-released a song they had put out before called No Space for Residents.
About the Vancouver housing crisis.
Quite possibly. Maybe that's why they return to, actually, I don't know. I'm just making things up, but could be a theory. Anyway, here is No Space for Residents by Fake Fruit, and I'm going to decide if I can play this in my workspace or not.
Kick it with another. our face. Touch with the mom who also has a face. We take them around to every single place. It's a little bit tired and a little redundant. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it. I promise you, you come to the future shit, the past through. Look at the girl, breathing through her nose. Lives with the guy who also has a nose. They leave her alone when they take off their clothes. It's a little bit tired and a little redundant. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it. Picture shake, the pad is square. I don't wanna do it, 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 I don't wanna do it. You come to the picture shake, the pad is square. They leave from mom when they take off their clothes. It's a little bit tired and a little bit tempted. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it. I've got the soul, you're a cop too. The bitch is shit, the past though. I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it, I don't wanna do it. I've got the soul, you're a cop too. The bitch is shit, the past though.
Guess what that song was called, Claire?
I don't know.
Girl with a Nose.
Oh, song about me.
Yeah.
This is a song about and you.
Many people. By a band who thinks they're the Ramones. Just kidding. They're called Home Ec. They're from Toronto. And Girl with a Nose. Yeah, I like that one. It's fun. And relatable. before that, the Get Alongs with Look Around the Corner. And I played some Vivian Girls, who have a new song out. I don't know if you ever listened to the Vivian Girls.
Mm-mm.
But like...
another kind of girl.
Quite a few years ago, I got super, super into them. And then they like stopped making music a while ago. But they're back.
Woo!
And I think just like all the members of Vivian Girls are in other projects. Talented people. Yeah. I'm excited about Vivian Girls with new stuff. All right. I think... oh, first I should mention, we got a call from Alan. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Alan.
And Alan had a suggestion of music to play in your workplace. If you want to please everybody, maybe just play instrumental music. Mm-hmm. Or music in a language that nobody in your workplace speaks. I think those are both good tips. Thank you for that. All right, Claire, it's time for a segment.
Yay!
Let's do a segment.
A segment.
I just like thought that we should get some music for our segments.
Segment music?
Yeah.
So fun.
So this segment is called What to Wear This Week, based on the weather.
Okay. So rainy.
So
still warm.
Looking at the forecast, it's like rain some days, and then it's like partly cloudy, so you got these little sunshines and you got these like little rain shower cloud pictures.
Yeah.
So you're just like, is it gonna rain or is it gonna be sunny today? Like, who the heck knows? It's gonna change halfway through the day no matter what you do. So here's what you do is you prepare for the rain. Mm-hmm. And that way it won't rain. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bring an umbrella so that you don't need it.
Yeah. You
that's
just
one
have to
of,
carry it around.
Exactly.
And then lose it.
No. Oh, yeah. You know what you need is you need a throwaway umbrella.
Yeah.
Like, find one on the ground that, like, is kind of broken.
Yes.
And then you carry it around, and if you really need to use it, you will.
Yeah.
But you
that's
probably won't.
That's a great
idea. But for clothing, if you are lucky to own these, you should definitely wear tearaway rain pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I suggest. Absolument. Claire has different idea in mind, though.
Well, I think, like, a cardigan with nothing underneath. Because you want something that's, like covering everything so you feel kind of cozy.
Yeah.
But then you a bit of a draft. Coming
true.
Through the weave, so nice.
I think I threw away all my cardigans in grade 11. I'm going to have to go get another one.
Yeah. Boxy cardigans are where it's at.
What's a boxy cardigan?
I'll show you sometime.
Thank you.
And pencil skirts.
Ooh, pencil skirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Businessy. I want to point out that this is the last week that officially is still summer.
Yeah.
Because fall starts on like the 22nd or 23rd. So if you want to wear sandals, now's the time. You're not allowed to wear them when fall starts.
But never stop wearing sunscreen.
Yeah. Good point. Sunscreen always. That concludes what to wear this week based on the weather. It's time now for another song. We're going to get into BBQT from Montreal, from their new EP called Nice View. I have a nice view of Claire right now. Wearing her headphones upside down, she didn't even notice. This song's called Flinch.
I'm not afraid to die.
preface to the inalienable truths in what I have to say. Cause each person, each voice, a tool, and I am but a blade. Not to cut you or others down or to divide, but simply cut away. To expose within our lives the things that bind us to each other, and collectively we say,
support and unify. Speak up, act out, arise. Speak up, speak up, speak up.
Better Sex by Lee from their album Hounds. Before that, Alien Boys, A Minute of Your Time. Lee and Alien Boys are playing a show Saturday, September 28th, along with Sore Points and Starvation at the Eastside Boxing Club. Before those two bands, I played two other bands from Olympia. I played Deep Trench with the song Paradigm. And I played Perfect People, Choppers. So those bands are from Olympia, and they're also playing a show on Saturday, September 28th in Vancouver with Second Narrows and Hairy Legs. That's at the Black Lab. Awesome. It's time for the toilet seat cover. Claire.
What toilet are we doing?
I went by Langara today.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, I've never been in there. And I'm really curious about the bathrooms, mm-hmm. and I had to go. I was very confused, okay. But then I found a map, and then I found multiple maps, and I was like, oh, there's so much less campus at Langara. It's like A, B,
oh,
C,
that's
D.
It?
Okay, I choose B. So I go into this bathroom on, like, the first floor of building B at Langara, and it was just very gray and dimly lit. but like pretty large, sort of clean. Everything worked. They had a lot of wash your hands signs, okay, which I think is always good, and a couple of like counters with mirrors. So like decent bathroom, nothing special.
Was it like a instructional wash your hands sign? Like this is how you wash
I think there
your
was
hands?
One like that. There were different ones, multiple I different ones.
I love those. I read them every time. Mm-hmm. Like even if I've already been to the washroom and even though I know how to wash my hands, I still read them every time I'm washing my hands.
Yeah, or there was one that was just like, germs are bad. I'm like, yes, thank you. We need more signs like this. This is great. Yeah, I look forward to exploring more bathrooms at Langara. Maybe even all of them.
As a small hobby.
Possibly. Because, yeah, there's no way I'm going to get all the UBC bathrooms. So maybe I'll just do mm-mm. all the Langara bathrooms. We shall see. For the cover today, we are going to hear some Peach Kelly pop. And their cover of the Sailor Moon theme song, because all I've been doing is watching Sailor Moon. Like, all I've been doing. Very
I can tell.
Into that show.
Your hair looks great.
No. Okay, here's Peach Kelly Pop with Sailor Moon.
Heard about Megaphone Magazine?
It's an award-winning publication sold on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria by low-income and homeless vendors. When you buy Megaphone, you get entertaining and informative stories written by professional journalists, and you're also helping to empower people in poverty. Here's how it works. Vendors buy each magazine for 75 cents and sell them for $2, keeping the profits. With the money they earn, our vendors are able to buy healthy food, clothing, and other necessities, plus they forge valuable connections with their customers.
This year I earned enough income to take a trip to Victoria, meet lots of new people, and had an awesome time.
Don't miss out on this month's edition of Megaphone, chock full of voices and perspectives that you won't find anywhere else. Track down a vendor using our free Find a Vendor app, downloadable at megaphonemagazine.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM. With Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Broken Pencil, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discorder Magazine are proud to present
CanZine Vancouver, the city's giant zine fair and festival of underground printed arts.
Celebrating zines, comics, and works of weirdness.
Over 300 on display and for sale.
You won't find this stuff anywhere else, ever.
Only at CanZine, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Branch of the Vancouver Public Library.
It's free, and all are welcome.
For complete festival lineup, visit canzine.ca.
That was Stuck by Everett Bird. Really like that one. Thank you so much for tuning in to Deliberate Noise. Catch us here again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. Up next is Dan Shakespeare with The Shakespeare Show, which is normally on Wednesdays, but today it is at 6 p.m. We're going to get out of here so we can get going with that. And yeah, just keep the dial tuned to CITR for some good tunes.
Yeah. Said it all.
Sorry, I
no.
never let my special guest speak.
No, I'm happy.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.